Well, the sun is coming out. It looks like it's going to be a better day, and we've got the phone lines buzzing tonight. After we talked about TJ Watt, your expectations for his holdout, when will it end? How much will he get? 412-928-9370. Also, talking about some of these great rivalries in football, and where does Pitt-Penn State, Pitt-West Virginia hang on to them, and do you think the Steelers are going to come away with the number wherever they pick? They're going to move to the top 10. If they're picked 20, they'll make a way to move up. And when they do, who do you want them to take as their quarterback? If you have a thought on that, let us know. And Austin, I know the phone lines are jumping.
All right, let's start with Dennis. He's in Cheswick. He wants to talk about TJ Watt.
Go ahead, Dennis. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
TJ Watt. What's he want? $42 million? Same thing as Myles Garrett?
He wants more, like, guaranteed money, probably. And on average, he wants, I'm sure to be said, he's the highest paid non-quarterback. Yes. So probably that's where it is. Do you agree with it? What would you do? How long do you think it's going to take for it to get done? I think both sides know what they both want.
Rooney's weak. He'll cave in. I like him. You know, he's a great player. But what is he, 34, 33? Somewhere around here.
You know, he's 30, going to be 31.
31.
I mean, if you look at Cam Hayward, he's certainly done more than most people expected he would do when he got into his 30, 33, 34, 35 years.
Yeah, you're right, but it's a toss-up here. I'd sign him for $42 million, and that's it. And guaranteed money, I'd give him guaranteed money, too.
All right. Thanks, Dennis.
That's a lot of money there, Dennis. I'd rather pay him.
And he just,
said
penny. Art would cave, but yet he gave him exactly what he wanted.
Exactly what he wanted. He probably gave him more than what TJ wants.
No, I think TJ just wants, I'm sure the guaranteed money is part of it. What do you think? What do you think it's going to do? I think this is going to go all the way up until into the season. I do. I think if it gets drawn in the line, depending, again, I don't know the specific numbers, but if they're as big as we're led to believe, this could take a while.
He could miss week one, but I don't think it's going to happen. I would imagine that it's going to get done probably late into training camp.
Yes, just like last time. It was 2 days before they started.
But again, it would be more beneficial for the Steelers. But then again, the ball is primarily in Watt's court to get this deal done as soon as you can so that Parsons and Hendrickson doesn't match it. Like Hendrickson, I don't know if Cincinnati will pay up for their deal. They seemingly have been kind of cheap with him and cheap with their first-round pick, Shamar Stewart, who they still haven't signed. They don't want to give him guarantees. So I'm not as worried about the deal with Hendrickson exceeding Myles Garrett than I am about Parsons, because you know that the Cowboys can be impulsive and the Cowboys can make bad decisions. Like, they're paying Dak Prescott $60 million. Like, Jerry is not afraid to take a bunch of cash out of his pocket to sign the guy that he likes the most, and Micah is one of those guys. So that's the one thing that I would be a little bit standoffish if I'm the Steelers, like, well, you know, Jerry might ultimately end up making some stupid move just like Cleveland did and paying him. Maybe he gets $43 million, Micah Parsons. So what does TJ Watt say then?
Well, if he's looking to become the highest paid non-quarterback, then he would have a – but again, how much money do you really need here now? We're getting into the area. You know, if the Steelers had done this a year ago, all of a sudden – $35 million a year would have been probably the number he would have gotten.
Yeah,
they would have saved themselves
so.
$7 million or so a year, or $6 million a year, whatever the case may be, because there was no other. Once this market moves, and this is why the quarterback market continues to change and evolve, and you see guys who are moving up who don't belong ahead of Patrick Mahomes, but Mahomes signed his deal so long ago, when his next deal is up, which should be coming up pretty soon, don't you think? He's going to make – how much will he make? I mean, $60 million is the going rate right now for top with Prescott, right? Even though he doesn't, I don't think, deserve $60 million based on the lack of production we've seen. Mahomes will be in a $70 million a year camp.
Well, he did sign a 10-year deal in 2020.
I understand that, but it's, you know, sooner or later, somebody's going to say, look, that's so outdated, we need a new contract.
How about his cap hit this year? They reworked it to only $28
million. Yeah, they're very good about doing that.
But the next 2 years, he's at $78 million is cap it, Bob. 78!
So the thing's going up.
Gosh.
There's still a lot of money to be made and spent.
$78 and $74 million over the next two
seasons.
That's
why they'll also redo it. They're going to figure out a way to kick all this money down the road, and they'll get a new deal. Now, my question to you is, how much will he get per year?
65
at
probably.
Least, probably more.
That's the thing for me too, Bob. Like, when do we get to a point where these contracts top out?
They never do.
So
they never do.
In 20,
so T.J. Watt can get this deal right now, and then Micah Parsons could come back a week later and be higher than him. So T.J. Watt has the distinction of being the highest paid non-quarterback for a week,
so
and then it changes.
2045 or 2035, whatever, Arch Manning will be getting a, like, 8-year $1 billion contract? Like, is that something that realistically is going to happen?
Yeah, it's heading in that direction, right? It's already headed in that direction with Soto with 765, with Ohtani at 700 million. Sooner or later, those numbers are going to go up even higher and higher. So, you know, the bottom line is be happy with what you get. I just, to me, quibbling over a million or two doesn't seem to matter. But I'm not them. So they obviously want what they want, and agents have a lot to do with this, so we'll see. 412-928-9370 is the number to call as we continue to talk about this and also future quarterbacks for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because I'm really anxious to watch Will Howard. I am. I want to see him in this training camp. I want to see him in these games we're going to do, starting with Jacksonville on August the 9th. I want to see what the kid has. And I wouldn't be shocked if he looks very good. And that may be his only opportunity to impress people. So, you know, if he gets a chance, I want to see him make the most of it. I don't expect, if Aaron Rodgers plays at all, maybe a little bit, just because, you know, you got a new situation going on here. But quite frankly, it's going to be Mason Rudolph probably starting two of those games, and then maybe Will Howard gets the last one, or at least gets a lot of the playing time in the last one. We got more calls. I know you've been busy back there. Austin, who's next?
Yeah, they keep dialing them in. Here is Marty in Frick Park.
Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Bob, how are you? Yeah, I'm a big Penn State guy. Went to see the Steelers at Pitt Stadium. Was there when Bradshaw, people cheer when Bradshaw was hurt. The last place I want to see Drew Aller go is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Why?
Just the hostility from Pittsburgh Pitt people.
Well, if he's good, there will be no. If he's good, there will be no hostility.
Yeah. What's that?
If he's good, there will be no hostility.
Yeah, but every time he throws, you know, I watch him every game, Bob. I'm sure he's seen almost every game he plays. He's 21. He's not a finished product. He won't be great as a rookie. I'd be shocked if he's great as a rookie. He'd be better off going to, I was saying this to Austin, he'd be better off going, you know, Mike McDaniel down in Miami, you know, back up Stafford for a year.
Well, why couldn't he be a backup here for a year? If they, you know, like I was telling Austin, I'm not totally sold on whoever it is coming in immediately and being the starter. You know, you'd like that, but some guys aren't just ready for that. And sometimes it takes a little time.
Yeah, I just don't think there'll be patience. I mean, I thought, you know, I didn't really necessarily think there was impatience with Kenny until the second year. And I think people would have been glad to give him a third year. But I just think there's just a weird dynamic there, Bob, with, you know, the hostility, the impatience. I can tell you, and you know a lot of Pitt people. I know a lot of Pitt people. You know where I live. I haven't met one Pitt person who thinks he's a great prospect yet.
Well, I mean, if they're doing that, they're not looking at it correctly. I mean, he still has another year to go here.
That's exactly my point,
just,
Bob.
Yeah,
not.
Well,
they'll never accept that he's a great prospect.
Well, that's just being just ridiculous then. I mean, if he's a good prospect, when you become chosen by a professional team, you're now that team. You're part of that team. What you did in the college doesn't really matter. It shouldn't matter at all. Other than to say, well, these are the reasons why we think he'll be good at this level. These are the reasons why we don't. It should not be, well, you're a Penn Stater. You're never going to make it. Wow, you even went to Pitt. We'll never. That's just childish, to be honest, Marty. But
it can get ugly fast.
Well, hopefully it won't. We'll see if it comes to that. Maybe him, maybe somebody else. Thanks for the call. Who we got next, Austin?
Here's my thing on that, Bob. Like, I'm not going to speak for all the Pitt people, Ohio State people, West Virginia people, whatever, Penn State people, whatever. But, like, I don't feel like that same narrative is around Pat Freiermuth. I feel like Pitt people like Pat Freiermuth.
Absolutely. They've been, you know, now it's replaced a Heath with a Muth.
Yeah, like,
so, I mean, it's.
Penn State fans don't go, oh, Cam Hayward, you went to Ohio State. We don't like you. Like,
right.
Nobody's like Beanie Bishop before he was, like, you know, putting his feet on the logo of Pitt. Like, that's a little far. If you're a Pitt fan, you want to be mad at Beanie Bishop. I get that. I'm fine with that. But before that, I feel like, other than the field, well, I guess Beanie Bishop maybe isn't the best example. Zach Frazier, very good example.
Right.
I don't think there's any Pitt people that are saying, like, oh, well, you know, we're going to
really like
Zach Frazier.
What has Drew
there.
Aller ever done other than just go, he's never been controversial in any way.
No.
I mean, he goes out there and plays football. And you
no,
should judge him on that.
He's a good dude. He's just struggled in some big moments.
And he has a year to change that.
He does.
And he might.
And there's a possibility out there. Here is Paul in Washington, one of our big-time callers, to chime in.
As long as it's not George in Washington. Go ahead, Paul. How are you?
Roberto Pompiani. I got 2 points I want to make, and no, I'm not going to put my wooden dentures in. my two comments are this. Nobody's worth $40 million. Trade T.J. Watt. Get what you can get. And what's the old saying, next man up? That gives somebody else an opportunity. That's how James Harrison got his chance, and look what he ended up as. My second comment, Bob, is this, you and Austin. Ben Cherington should be nowhere near the draft or the trade deadline. And Mr. Nutting, I know you're probably listening. You have your people listening. The word of the day is opportunity. Give some of these young guys opportunity. Give a young GM like the guy you passed up on in Milwaukee an opportunity. Give the guys at AAA and AA an opportunity.
Yeah, but some of those guys aren't ready. I'm all for opportunities, but if they're not ready to go.
Bob, but we've had people that we thought weren't ready, and when they brought them up, they were more than ready.
And we saw the other side of that, too. People you think are ready, and they don't live up to it.
But granted, Bob, but can they do any worse than what they're doing?
No, I mean
the past weekend should be all the more reason why Ben Cherington should be fired, not to mention 9 out of 10 years as a GM with a losing record and an overall losing record of 622-777. I mean, my God, what do we have to do? Have the Pope come back and say, please?
I see what Paul wants. I appreciate the rant,
like
Paul. What he wants
like
to see is the smoke coming out of the chimney over at PNC Park. So there's a sign of a new Pope.
I want to see something. Bob, God help us. We're tired of suffering.
The center field smoke signals a new general manager, Paul.
Jiminy Christmas, I could do a better damn job. Come on.
Come on, Paul. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. That was a good rant, except nobody's worth $40 million. In sports, they're worth what they're getting, and that's how it works, and that's how it should work. They're making a lot of money, so T.J. Watt is going to be worth what they pay him, which will be over what Myles Garrett got. Now, your point of just trade him, get what you can, well, apparently Nick Faribault said, and others I've heard said, it won't be a first-round pick. I'm not trading T.J. Watt if I can't get more than what that trade was described, which was a second- and fifth-round pick. I don't want that. He at least didn't do that for me. That was Paul in Washington.
No, I wouldn't do that either, Bob. If you can't get a first-round pick, I mean,
there's a lot of money down the road that's going to happen in this cap situation.
And they know how to move it around.
And they haven't spent a lot on quarterbacks for the last 5 years.
No, and they won't next year anyway with a rookie quarterback.
And that's all the more reason why you need players around him. And if you can get guys like this, that's why you do it, and that's why they will do it. It will get done. Who's next?
Here's Nick in Sacramento.
California, we're going. What's up, Nick?
Bob, I don't know how to follow up that last call, but I guess I'll do the best I can.
Just bring up the ramp level. You got to just amp it up here, Nick.
No, I can't. I'm trying not to amp up because every day I tune in and being a native Pittsburgh fan, et cetera, et cetera. And you guys all do a great job, and I love all you guys there at that station.
Thanks, Nick.
I'm just frustrated. Why are we so, if you can, just let's have a nice conversation about this. And I'm not criticizing you or anybody in particular, but every show, every minute, it seems like every day, we're looking forward to next year. I was just telling Austin before I got on the phone with you that why should I even, buy tickets to fly in? Why should I spend $1,000?
Are you talking about Steelers, Pirates? What are you talking about? Or all of them?
Well, let's start with the Steelers. Let's put the Pirates in that equation because I've been to so many games on the West Coast and traveling to see them. I'm not going to give up on them. I don't want to look ahead to next year with the Steelers saying, well, we're going to have a draft in Pittsburgh. We're going to draft a franchise QB. We don't know what that QB is going to be or what he's going to do. I mean, I just.
But isn't that part of the intrigue for you, Nick? Because that's what you have to look forward to. And they've kind of put themselves in a position where they can have a lot of flexibility and maneuverability. But at the same time, to your point about passing these years, they're not done that. If anything, they're telling you this year they've made these moves to try to win something now. They're not giving up on this season. And I think it'll be must-see television or must-see in person.
Yeah, well, no. Okay, I'm not saying they're giving up on it. Some people say, let's look forward to next year. Or some people say, oh, yeah, we got this coming or we'd have such an old team now. I mean, every year it's been like the last – And maybe it's just the way it is now, obviously, with these teams, the NFL, the MLB, et cetera, that we have drama every year with something, and we just keep – I mean, I don't know how to say it. I guess it's just frustration, okay? And it's just because the whole T.J. Watt thing, honestly, if he doesn't want to be here, it might take two or three games into the season, then I just say trade him. I mean, I love the guy. I think he's the core of this team. He's the centerpiece of the Pittsburgh, what we stand for, and I love the guy. And it's – but, I mean, it's at a point now where it's like – You know what?
Well, to his credit, he hasn't said anything about not being. I mean, he's kept to himself for the large part. This is all part of what you deal with when these negotiations happen. Sometimes it gets a little contentious, but I don't think he's gotten to the point now where I would describe it as ugly. I just think they're both, they know what they're trying to do, and they haven't done it just yet.
Okay, so lastly, if I can, I'd appreciate you keeping me on the line here. Do you really think that this quarterback that we're going to get next year, I mean, can you honestly say that he's going to turn the program around as a rookie? Or are we going to go, okay, no, he's not. So, but see, and I appreciate you saying that. And I guess, and then just real quick to the Pirates, because this is a real frustration. We talk about getting rid of Cherington if he is fired or whatever. Do you have any idea who is out there that would be a good fit? I would love to hear some kind of names, if you will, if you know anything. Is there anybody that's even a person who maybe be retread, but you know, someone who has been successful,
right?
That who can step in here and turn this organization around.
Well, Nick, thanks for the call. We're up against a break here, but I'll answer that by saying I don't have specific names for you, but I do have people who've told me about guys who are behind guys in different organizations, specifically Dodgers, specifically Tampa Bay, teams like that that have some success, whether or not it's high, you know, payroll success or limited payroll success. There are people in those organizations who they can tap on. I don't have specific names, so can't give you that. But, you know, they'll be looking for somebody who has experience, whether that's small market, big market, both markets. I just want someone who's competent making deals. And I don't think you're ever going to know that until you sign whoever that is. But I don't even know if they're going to move on from Ben Cherington.
No, I'm not either. But something that Mackey said yesterday that I thought was interesting, he going back and forth with me because I was like, hey, should they make a big trade or whatever. He's like, no, they should not. I don't think he's going to be here next year. So I wonder if Jason knows something and he's just not tipping his hand to it, and that he actually knows that Cherington is not going to be back next year, but he just doesn't want to go full in on it. I wonder.
We'll find out. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. We have three more guys on the line here. Should we get any more of them on here before we go to break? Yeah. I know we have Michael McHenry coming up. So
yeah, let's go to Greg in Youngstown before we go.
Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, how's it going, Bob?
What's up?
The Pirates, I've given up, man. 1993. This is since 93. And it just keeps going on and on and on. I don't blame the GM because you're not going to draft yourself into the playoffs. You got to pick up free agents. That's baseball. And when your owner doesn't want to spend money, I don't care who the GM is. You're not going to get
I think it does matter. If you're not going to spend money, the GM matters more than anybody.
It's a guessing game when you draft. It's all a guess. It's like football. You're just guessing.
Yeah, but
the
some people do it better than others.
You know, it's dumb luck. But when you have players on your team like Skeens and Cowler and those guys, you got to fill in the blanks. You got to start picking up free agents, like a couple of them, and try to win.
Yeah,
you
I agree
can't
with
do
that.
It with drafting. It just doesn't exist. Connor Griffin, yeah, he's going to be a superstar. The rest of those guys, most of those guys in the minor leagues are never going to see the major leagues. So you got to figure out how to get some players up here. Just a couple. And this owner refuses to do this. So don't get mad at Cherington. Don't get mad at the next guy because it's going to be going around in a merry-go-round every year.
All right, Greg, thank you. I know how you feel about that, but I do think a GM makes a difference. If you can draft the right guys and develop them, it's all part of the process.